Well, I thought that was a pretty cool story. Of course, February and then moving into spring, and usually we think that it's actually feeling more like spring at this point, but Girl Scout cookie season, right? So you start seeing the Girl Scouts appearing at a lot of different areas around, maybe outside Walmart or on your coffee table at work. You see some of those different order forms. Well, Troop 6000, they're a New York-based Girl Scout troop comprised entirely of homeless young ladies. They continued their first ever cookie sale Friday because it was so popular, drew in hundreds of people waiting in line for hours in Union Square to buy one box of Thin Mints and Tagalongs at a time. During this cookie drive, this unique troop has sold over 17,000 boxes of cookies. When Troop 6000, made up of 40 young girls from six different homeless shelters across New York City, set up shop last Tuesday, they hope to sell about 6,000 boxes of cookies. Quick math says they've nearly tripled that.
That's amazing.
Really incredible.
You know, and you think about, that's a lot of cookies. You think about who these kiddos usually hit up first. It's your neighbors, the, you know, other parents and stuff. But if you're in a homeless shelter, everyone's kind of in the same boat. How fantastic.
Great to give them a sense of normalcy
together.
As well, too. It's fantastic.
Love it. Love it. Do good for each other, friends, and support each other. That's all we can do as we travel through this life.
When you thought, you know what? The world has a lot of different sports. Maybe we've reached that pinnacle, that level. They start combining them. Hybrid sports, now a thing. Here's a new sport that I just came across on the interwebs. It combines archery, super cool, with dodgeball.
Oh, this
it's
is a bad idea.
Dodgebow.
This
it combines
is a bad
the fun of dodgeball with the danger of archery.
Is this like just lawn darts? This sounds like lawn darts.
I'm not sure that they'll
be
playing it with your kids in school anytime soon. The arrows are tipped with flat-faced foam and reportedly hurt a lot less than being hit by a paintball. Here's the thing. I always thought paintball hurt a ton. So I don't know. They say it won't hurt too bad when you shoot your friends with the arrows, the foam-tipped arrows for dodgeball, except maybe emotionally when you get them out by shooting them in the back with an arrow. The rules are simple. Get hit by an arrow, like in dodgeball, and you're out. It starts with this Hunger Games-style dash into the middle for all the arrows. So you don't even get to start with arrows. You dash for the middle try to grab as many arrows as you can. You even have medics who can, because there's actually dodgebow facilities, medics who can revive you, quote unquote, after you get shot by a foam-tipped arrow. However, the medics get these tiny little saucer-sized shields, and that's all they have to protect themselves with.
Oh, gracious.
This really seems like it was a game invented by frat boys.
Okay, so they've gotten rid of lawn darts because they're dangerous, and a lot of schools don't let kids play dodgeball anymore.
But dodgebow is sweeping the nation.
I'm not so sure.
Hey, guys, let's just go shoot each other with arrows.
Maybe they'll combine it with the latest trend
That'll
of axe
fun,
throwing next.
Right?
Nice. Not so sure
ESPN
about the hybrids.
ESPN may be televising it soon. With snow in the middle of April, sometimes we're thinking, you know what, let's think ahead to happier times when the weather starts getting warmer and we can enjoy some of those great summer activities, like, say, going out to the beach. And with that, you start thinking, okay, do my kids have a swimsuit that fits? Do we have towels that don't have holes in them, etc.? So you can start looking at some of these really fun summery products online. Some of them are kind of cool. I like these towels. They're called towel tails, and so they look like little whale tails or mermaid tails, if you will. Very brightly colored. Might want to get one of those for my daughter. But have you seen this glittery sunscreen floating around social media lately? It's called Sea Star Sparkle. It's an SPF 50, and it's called Party Cake with Rainbow Glitter.
I wonder if it smells good. Because does it taste good?
I don't know, but you know,
smells
some
like
kid is going to try
it. I want to lick it.
Yes, glitter sunscreen. Maybe it's just Instagram because there's, you know, fads every 15 minutes, it seems like. But as a parent, do you want to deal with glitter sunscreen? Because, like, as long as it's, you know, protects my child, great. But I'm just thinking of how glitter can get everywhere in your car, in the shower, on the towels.
But that's no worse than the sand from the beach gets everywhere.
Just
chunk
them all in the washer afterward.
Mm.
Glitter clog pools as well, too.
Well, I wonder, you know, you talk about like the reflection of foil and, you know, off of the water, and people use those little reflection silver things to get more of a tan. So it's SPF 50, but are you reflecting sunlight, true, making things worse?
The other consideration is this is a 4-ounce product, and it sells for about $20.
Whoa! And considering
not sure that I want to pay that much.
I mean, they say 2 ounces of sunscreen to do your entire body. So that's a little pricey.
$10 a time.
It's a little pricey. Can I just like slather them in sunscreen and throw my own glitter on them? Because it'll stick.
Pretty sure,
right?
I have that in the craft closet somewhere.
Absolutely. I'm not so sure about that one, but I can see that with a mermaid tail blanket or something, and you're good to go, right?
Instagram trends, proceed with caution. Well, here's a fun story from the baseball home opener. Remember that, when there actually wasn't snow on the ground for just a little bit? This was down in Chicago, the Cubs home opener, of course, a huge, huge event. Well, Chicago fourth grader, he played hooky from school to attend the Cubs home opener and was caught by his principal, who also was playing hooky from school and showed up at the same game. Student Tucker Speckman, he's a fourth grader. He attended the game with a tongue-in-cheek sign that said, "Skipping school, shh, don't tell Principal Versluis," with the hopes of making it on television. So again, not really trying to hide anything. Not only did Tucker catch his 5 minutes of fame on the TV screen, he was also caught by his principal, again, who was himself also skipping school, and they were both in the stands. The game unfolded a few Tuesdays ago when Tucker took the day off from school at Wells Elementary there in the Chicagoland area. His sign not only was captured on television, but was retweeted by Major League Baseball's Twitter page with the caption, "We got you." It amassed over 5,000 likes and reached the page 8.3 million followers. The principal, Patrick Versluis, saw Tucker sign in person instead of on the television screen upon seeing his pupil at the game. He was like, "I kind of yelled, hey, you're skipping school." They took a picture together. Pretty fun to have a principal with a sense of humor and also who likes the same things you do.
And you know what? It's good to just get out and enjoy life and embrace the fun things.
And you
sometimes
never know when winter storms could be coming, too.
Right.
So that's why when there's a chance to enjoy baseball outdoors,
go do it while you can.
Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.